Okay, Tisha.
All right, thank you. Welcome. The Commission on Equitable Housing and Development meeting has now commenced. It is May 7 at 4 p.m. This is a virtual meeting. We ask that you mute yourselves until called upon to speak to avoid feedback and background noise. For those who have dialed using the call-in number to unmute, dial star 6 on your phone. And only use the chat function to request to speak. Also, to comply with the state open meeting law, attendance and votes will be done by way of roll call, calling using audio. Do you want to go ahead and do roll call, Ernesto?
You're putting me on the spot, but yes, if I can just call up my screen. Maggie Amado-Tellez.
Present.
Mindy Bernstein, absent. Vicky Cosino, absent. Logan Havens.
Here.
Serena Huarache. Laurie Mazurbo. Absent. And Miski called in sick. Robert Ojeda.
Here.
Vice Chair Tisha Tallman.
Present.
Alan Solak called in sick. Jim Toffel.
Present.
Kenny Wong.
Present.
And Jay Young is absent. Okay.
Thank you. Everyone had received the April meeting minutes, so could I get a motion to approve?
I move. This is Maggie.
A second?
I'll second.
All those in favor of approving the April minutes, state aye.
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 Any of those opposed? Any abstentions? All right. We'll next go to the agenda item call to the audience. No more than 3 minutes per person, and a total of 10 minutes in total. All speakers must share their name to be recorded in the meeting minutes. Please remember, the call to the audience may not result in discussion with members of the commission. No legal action may take place during the call to the audience, and speakers may not be disruptive. Commission members may only respond to criticism and request that items be placed on a future agenda for discussion. Members of the audience may still participate on agenda items as per the bylaws of the commission. Are there any callers that would like to have time? You see any, Ernesto? Okay, there being none, we'll move on to the next agenda item, city and county updates. Do we have someone from the HCD?
Hello, all. This is Anne. I only have a couple updates, so I would invite Neto and anyone else from HCD if there are things you want to convey to the group. My one update, not seeing Kat Davis here, but something that I know has been something the committee has talked about before. I want to make sure you are aware that Tucson Pima Collaboration to End Homelessness launched a new shelter bed dashboard resource. This was something that you all talked about in terms of something that was really needed to provide more real-time information to folks who are looking for shelter beds. And so I put a link in the chat. This is something that big kudos to Pima County, who spent a lot of time working on this. They were really the lead here and working with different nonprofit providers. This is a work in progress. So if you have feedback and you want to talk about, if you want to provide constructive feedback, please do not hesitate to. We are working closely with nonprofits to get them to be able to update the information themselves twice a day. So the thinking is this will be not perfect, and we still recommend people call before they go. But if you click on the link and you look right now, it says 33 shelter beds are available in our community. You can filter by if you have a dog, if you don't have a dog. So it's a pretty savvy resource that I think is a long time coming and folks are pretty excited about. So just wanted to make sure you all knew about it. And then I would say Neto and other HCD staff, I see Lena's on. If anyone else has anything to add, feel free to jump in.
Yeah, this has been happy to share. Yeah, some news on my end. I'm actually going to be transitioning out of my role at HCD coming next Tuesday. Actually transitioning back to a role with AmeriCorps where I was working previously on the federal side. Yeah, I know I've only briefly met with several of you, but yeah, I've really appreciated learning more about the work of this group and really appreciate my time with HCD and with the planning division. So yeah, definitely want to thank Anne for all the support in the process and yeah, the opportunity to connect with each of you.
Thank you, Ben. And speaking of transitions, Commissioner Serena Wadaki is going to leave the commission. She has been hired by HCD. Yo! Serena, you want to say something?
As sad as I am to be transitioning out of the commission role, I am so excited to get to work even closer with the whole HCD team. So hopefully I will be working with all of you in some capacity very soon.
Tell
Thank
us what
you.
you're going to be doing.
This
This is
the role
one.
is Affordable Housing Lead Planner. And yeah, I'm gonna be working really hard with all of you.
This is one. I'm sorry, not sorry for all
Right.
of you.
Yeah. Me too.
Congratulations, Serena. That's
Yeah.
awesome.
Thank you.
Congratulations,
Thank you.
Serena.
Dream job.
Commissioners, Serena is about to graduate from the School of Architecture, and for the past year and a half or more, she has been working on some our affordable housing projects with I won't get the name wrong.
Poster Merchant McDonald.
Thank you, Poster Merchant McDonald. So she comes in with very good experience and knowledge, and so we're happy to have her. That means, commissioners, we're going to ask you if you can, through your networks, find a replacement for Serena. She's the youth representative, so we're looking for someone. Between the ages of 18 and 24, this is an appointment by Director Cheneka to the commission. And also, Serena had just volunteered to chair one of our subcommittees. So we're going to need someone to stand up and chair the new Committee of Housing Innovation and Development. No pressure, but we need somebody. We have a meeting next week on the subcommittee.
Thanks, Neto. Are there any questions for Anne?
That new shelter link you've got is great. That's
Yeah,
good.
thank you. I can take precisely zero credit, but I know my folks on our team worked really hard. And again, especially Pima County spent a lot of time. And thanks to all the nonprofits who have been super helpful. And our goal is to help do outreach and education so outreach workers know how to connect people to what shelter beds are available. And so happy to give a presentation or provide any more information at any point.
Anybody else? All right, with that, thank you, Anne. With that, PDSD update. Is there any
Hi.
one person? Very good. Thank
Yes.
you.
My name is Amanda. Hello, I'm a lead planner with the long range team. I was recently appointed the PDSD rep in addition to Corin Manning, of course, our director. I've been working on a variety of housing initiatives, so I'm excited to meet with you all and be connecting regularly. We have several irons in the fire related to housing. Many of them are in the early stages, so I don't have a ton of detail. As you know, we passed our middle housing code amendment. It started in January. There's been a lot of interest, a lot of permits applied. We had two trainings, which were very popular. Our middle housing website has been updated with plenty of resources to support the community of small scale developers, including recordings of the training as well as other tools and interpretation. And part of the middle housing process included a streamlining of some of the documents that are required in the application, like the site plan template. So it's much easier for all to submit residential development plans. And so we're excited about that change. So implementation of middle housing has been going very smoothly, very well. We will be having a middle housing design competition over the summer to populate a middle housing model plan library, very similar to the one we already have on ADUs. The kickoff for that won't be until June. So that's one of those irons in the fire with more details coming. Let's see. Similarly, we are developing a process for middle housing land division, which would allow any fourplex or fewer to subdivide their lot. And that's intended to create more housing home ownership opportunities instead of a proliferation of fourplexes, which are typically rentals. So that would apply to single family residences that wanted to subdivide and split off their ADU and sell that portion, as well as up to a fourplex. So we're working on that. The draft edits are done. It's part of a larger package of code updates that we're calling Code All Caps Tucson 26. So every couple of years, we do like a package of code amendments that are sort of miscellaneous and ranging from minor clarifications all the way up to like new processes for subdivisions. So if you want to follow that, we'll be having public outreach starting in early June. And it's called Code Tucson. And I forget what code stands for, but it's a clever acronym like community development, something, something. So public meetings in early June, adoption in late summer. So once that's adopted, the Middle Housing Land Division process will be available to the community. Our housing and homeless emergency declaration, we're collaborating with HCD on that. There's been some interest from one project and lots of that are moving forward, and then lots of others that are inquiries. If you know of anyone who wants to do a safe sleeping area, I think you know who to reach out to. We'd love to support them in that process. And then related to that is codifying. So the housing emergency obviously is a temporary process, and there will be a shelter care amendment to the zoning code in order to make those temporary processes more permanent. We're in this very early phases of scoping that and figuring out what that will look like. We'll be doing more research and kind of laying the groundwork over the summer and then launching community outreach next fall once people come back. So I believe that's it, unless Corinne would like to add anything, and I'm happy to take any questions.
Great summary. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you. Any questions from the commissioners? Okay, let's move on to Pima County. Any Pima County updates?
Hello, commissioners. I'm Sophia Blue with Pima County. I think you all know me, but I thought I'd reintroduce myself. I'm really also really impressed with the shelter dashboard, and I think it really illustrates how much in dire need we are of shelter space, and we only have 33 beds that we know of available right now. The only update I really have from Pima County is that our Pima County Regional Affordable Housing Commission is going to be meeting every other month for the foreseeable future, unless we have something big going on. I know we just passed our 10-year housing strategy and funding plan. So we will not be meeting this month. We'll be meeting in June and in August for sure. And then in those meetings, we'll be talking about recommendations for the year one implementation for the plan. And then eventually, kind of the budget split up that the commission will recommend to the Board of Supervisors with our keeping people housed and building more allocation from the general fund. That's all I have.
Are there any questions for Sophia? Okay, thank you, Sophia.
Thank you.
The next item on our agenda are subcommittee reports. There were two new subcommittees that met last month for the first time, the Housing Innovation and Development Committee and the Community Engagement and Collaboration Committee. We need them to share. So whatever the committees discuss, that the chairs or co-chairs or a member of the committee would like to discuss, and what if any work plans were proposed. Let's take the housing development or housing in innovation and development first. Would someone like to report out?
I can report out from that one unless anyone else wants to.
Thank you.
Yeah, so for this one, we had a smaller turnout opposed to everyone who is interested in our last large committee meeting. So we definitely want to get the names of everyone who'd be interested in attending the subcommittee meetings further. That way we can reach out. But we started drafting like an outline of a work plan, and really we want to focus it on separating out the different sectors of the development continuum. So starting at shelter beds, looking at middle housing, looking at developers looking to just develop a single home on a single lot, and all the way out to the large scale 4% light tech developments. So what the subcommittee really wants to do is find experts in our local field in each of those sectors. That way we can start identifying the barriers, and then as the innovation subcommittee, once we have those barriers, working hopefully hand in hand with the advocacy group, to start creating some solutions to those barriers. So yeah, the next steps was just to keep refining that work plan once we can get everyone who's interested to join the subcommittee meeting.
Very good. Did you discuss any potential speakers in this committee meeting?
I know that Jay reached out to one small scale developer, but
Okay.
I can't remember their name.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Was it
Any
David Wall?
questions? I don't think so, no.
Was it somebody in Tucson?
It was someone new who I didn't recognize. And then I also recommended maybe for the large scale developer bringing in Lincoln Avenue communities to help us identify some of the barriers that might be going on in Tucson for those 4% sort of developments. But yeah, I think. Oh, and then sorry, I'm like finding more and more in my notes as I keep talking. But for sort of like the ADU scale of development, bringing in the urban infill project. So like Valerie Lane is another potential expert. But I think the goals for the next meeting would be, now that we have these categories of the different types of development we want, to start brainstorming everyone we know and who those speakers might be.
Very good. Did you have any other questions, Jim, or any of the other commissioners?
Lincoln would be great, especially if we could get Ben Taylor. I use those guys a lot to, pick their brains on barriers to getting things done here. They're very, very some of the most knowledgeable people I've met in the industry.
Yeah, and I know they're still working closely with the U of A here at Kaplow. They've just finished up the affordable housing competition with Bank of America this year, and Lincoln Avenue is still advising the students on that. So I'm sure they'd be happy to come and speak to us.
Great. Thank you. Very good. Do we have someone who can report out for the other committee, the community engagement and collaboration?
Tisha's Anne is not here, and I don't have notes
Right.
from her. And Mindy was present, and she's not attending the
Was there
meeting.
anyone else?
Mike, did you
I
attend that
don't
meeting?
have access to my notes
Okay.
quickly.
So if I can share with you, however,
Sure.
a boilerplate, if you will, a description, and so just a reminder to the commission that the Community Engagement and Collaboration Subcommittee of the commission will serve as a bridge between the commission, community members, partner organizations, and key stakeholders to strengthen public understanding, collaboration, and engagement around housing, affordability, and homelessness issues in Tucson. The committee explores opportunities to elevate community voices, foster cross-sector partnerships, support public education efforts, and identify innovative practices and policy approaches that promote housing stability, equity, and inclusive community development through dialogue, relationship building, and shared learning, the committee helps inform the commission's work while encouraging meaningful participation and collaboration across the broader Tucson community. So there was discussion about a potential work plan. Nothing solid came from that. No, I don't recall that any presentations or presenters at this point. There was strong emphasis, of course, on collaborating with both subcommittees through the larger commission. That's what I have right now from this subcommittee.
Great, thank you. Anybody have any questions from the commission? Okay. Well, the next agenda item calls for us to further talk about the work plan, discussion on the proposed work plan for the commission, and incorporate work plans proposed by the subcommittees, and any additional discussion of potential presentations. So it sounds like we've already started that discussion, but we don't yet have work plans for the subcommittees, and it looks like we've have a couple potential two or three speakers identified by the other committee. Would someone like to start a discussion on this, or are we premature at this point? Any thoughts, commissioners?
This is Robert. I was part of the committee that Neto just talked about, and I do feel like we had a really good discussion, but I it's probably a little too soon for us to get into really specifics, particularly as as far as presenters, those kinds of things from our side at least.
Okay. Any other thoughts, commissioners? You know, one of the things we could also do is for these next month meetings for the subcommittees, we could go back with a couple of goals or objectives to bring back to the commission the next meeting, which may include identification of speakers. And also, I think if we could solidify maybe three goals or objectives of the subcommittees to integrate into an overall work plan for the commission. Any other thoughts?
Can you say that one more time, Tisha? I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe if we could come back with a list of potential speakers. And then it doesn't have to be elevated to the commission yet. You know, I think like last time, it's a good idea for the subcommittees to vet first and then decide whether or not it's something they want to carry up to the commission or take notes on and just report back notes. The second thing would be maybe three goals or objectives of each of the subcommittees that we could integrate into a general commission work plan. I mean, I only say three because it just seems like three is doable. Any thoughts?
I can help come up with some speakers. I think the work plan is a I'm not sure I understand the goal, I guess.
Well, the goal is to have an integrated work plan for the general commission and have the subcommittees do portions of that in their work.
For this is Maggie, and it's for the next fiscal year from July.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Maggie.
I think that makes sense to do something like that, and definitely something to guide us in our discussions and just the goals of what we should be doing. So I like that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, this part of Jay's intention may have been just to make sure that we're like on task. Go ahead, Jim.
So I'm struggling with this a little bit because I think our problem, the reason we're not getting more projects down here is not necessarily because anything that we're doing wrong in the city. I think it's a state level and issue. I was talking about it with a friend the other day, and it's kind of ironic because we're doing a really good job getting 9% projects in Tucson. We've been, ever since we've made some changes with, how we allocate out funds. The city of Tucson, I think, has gotten 35, maybe 40% of the 9% tax credit projects that come down here. It's been phenomenal. The majority of the units created at the state level are done with a 4% tax credit. There's, those 10, the 9% obviously targets lower level incomes. They tend to be smaller projects, 60 units plus or minus 20. The 4% tax credits, those tend to be 200, 300 unit projects. And the way that they're allocated out now is just via pulling names out of a hat. Literally, the first drawing was in January. I think there were 60 something projects submitted. Roughly 17 were pulled. Not a single one was in Tucson. The second round was done in April. I think there were, I don't remember the exact numbers, there was like 35 or something submitted the second time. And again, it was not a single project in Tucson. Multifamily. I think the Pima County IDA put in money for sale stuff. And the reason that no projects are getting submitted in Tucson is because our area median incomes are lower, which means the rents are a function of the area median income. So our rents are the rents that you can charge here are roughly 20% below what you can charge in Phoenix, which means that, the costs and everything have to be 20% less, and that's just not the case. If anything, the cost might be a little bit higher here in Tucson than in Phoenix to get a project built. So without having soft funds, it's for all practical purposes, they just don't work down here right now. And so all of the projects were submitted in there was a bunch in Casa Grande, Maricopa, obviously Maricopa County. There was even projects in like Prescott and Flagstaff, but none down here. And so it's ironic to me, I'm kind of rambling here, but it's ironic to me that the lowest income areas are, let me say it the other way, the highest income areas are the ones that are getting the most affordable housing projects when it comes to the 4%, which is the opposite of the way it should be. It should be that the areas that have the lowest income should get more affordable housing, not the other way around. And it's broken at the state level. There's a number of things that the state can do to get more projects down here. One of them would be to reestablish the state low income housing tax credit. The state housing trust fund to do allow a sales tax waiver. All of those things I think would put us in a position where we could get projects across the finish line. But we're in a very, very challenging environment right now for new projects because equity pricing keeps dropping. I was talking to somebody about 2 hours ago, and their pricing came in at 76 cents a dollar on the dollar. We go back a couple of years, it was like 85 to 90 cents. If you go back like 10 years, they were getting more than a dollar for every tax credit dollar. So the equity pricing keeps dropping, interest rates are high, costs are high. And it's interesting because in some of these areas like Casa Grande, they've built so much affordable housing that they're having trouble leasing it all. So I'm struggling to determine like what are things that the city of Tucson can do to get more housing down here. And it's a tough issue because I think I think most of the issues are occurring at the state level. That's my two cents on what needs to happen to see a flow of more projects down here. And that's kind of out of our purview. That's the problem of this group. I mean, there's the Arizona Housing Coalition, there's other groups that but they're looking at statewide issues. They're not looking out for Tucson. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know exactly what we want to do with that, but that's kind of my two cents on the some of the issues here locally.
Well, you raise an important issue, Jim, and maybe we can use this as a way of bringing in someone who can hear the issues that we're having. So maybe we bring them in, and for the purpose of us talking to them about our issue. So it doesn't have to be something that we specifically recommend, but it's something that we can access and give voice to. If you can think of a speaker that may be the person to hear this information, we can certainly call them.
Well, I think Nicole Newhouse would be a good person. She's the head of the Arizona Housing Coalition. I've been all over her for 2 years talking about some of these things, and I'm not getting a lot of traction. And maybe, having her come and hear it from a group like us might help.
I'm going to be going to the Arizona Housing Coalition conference and presenting this coming Tuesday, Wednesday. I'll try to catch her and let her know that we're interested in speaking to her. Okay. Thanks, Jim.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts?
I just kind of fine point. I think, Serena was talking about getting somebody from Lincoln. I think if we were to get Ben Taylor here as well, and try to maybe. He could probably articulate some of this stuff better than I can. So,
Very good.
yeah. But it would be good for her to hear kind of his thoughts before she were to go.
Okay. Very good. Neither thoughts. This is just a kind of a brain dump for the time being, but I do think that it sounds like we need more work in our subcommittees. To come up with some additional speakers and additional goals and objectives to carry to the full commission. Any other thoughts? Okay, if not, we can go ahead and continue this discussion in our subcommittees and bring it up at our next commission meeting.
Just one thing. I think if anyone here is interested in attending the next Housing Innovation and Development subcommittee meeting, last time we had the issue of we just didn't note down the names of who wanted to join. So if anyone wanted to like raise their hand and we can note that. I think Maggie was at the last one. Jim, you didn't make. Right.
Yeah, I was doing Centurion setup, I think.
I think I was out of town. When was it?
Was that?
Yeah, you were out of town, Maggie.
Oh, oops. In
And
spirit.
the
Someone were next to me,
next
maybe.
meeting is Tuesday, May 12th at 12 noon.
I'm gonna be in New Mexico. I apologize.
Right.
I'll join
And
that.
that is during the Arizona Housing Coalition conference.
And my first day at HCD.
We might want to, is it too late
Change
to
that.
push that meeting back?
Yeah.
No, it's not too late. You may suggest maybe you just postpone it till June as you get more organized.
What if we just pushed it a week? Oh, I can't, that's I've got a ribbon cutting that day. So
It's
Tuesday
kind of.
noon is what we agreed to.
Yes, you agreed to Tuesdays.
It's kind of a rough month with graduations and end of fiscal year stuff, and but
I mean, if it's pushed to June, that still gives another full committee meeting to find some interest in it, right? Because the meeting's on the second Tuesday.
Correct, yes.
What if we push it to the 26th?
Well, if commissioners can make the 26th, who are interested commissioners.
And then there would be another meeting just a couple weeks later.
Correct.
Yeah, so it seems to me like June seems better.
So is that a consensus? We'll cancel the 12th, the meeting on 12th, and push back to the June first, second Tuesday of
Any
June.
opposition? No opposition. Let's go ahead and make that change.
Okay, so it'll be June 9th.
Very
Neto,
good.
can you add me to that? Because I didn't have it on my, I didn't get an invite for
I'm
that.
sorry. Yes, I'll add you to that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, we can proceed to the next agenda item, which is Marin Council extension of the CEHD. So in June, Marin Council is scheduled to vote on extending the commission's timeline. The CEHD will be asked to make a presentation to Marin Council. We need three commissioners in addition to Jay and myself who will be attending the meeting. So if we could get three volunteers, if we can get it tonight, great. If not, we can always put this message out
What
after.
day is the meeting?
Neto.
So, Tisha, I'll jump in here.
Oh.
I recently talked to the mayor, and she is hoping the second meeting in June, so June 23rd.
Okay.
I'll volunteer.
Great. Two more people.
I'll volunteer. This is Maggie.
Great. One more. Okay, if there are no volunteers for the third one, we can go ahead and Neto, if you could send out a request.
Will do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, so next steps, upcoming subcommittee working group meetings. So we just canceled that May 12th meeting that's listed on the agenda. We're making it June 9th, did you say?
Correct, June 9.
12 to 1:30. Manufactured Home Task Force is going to be meeting May 21st, 1 to 3. And Community Engagement and Collaboration is meeting May 28, 1 to 2:30. The next Pima County Housing Commission meeting is Friday, May 15 at 8:30 a.m.
Sorry,
That's
sorry,
Sophia.
Tisha. It's gonna actually the next meeting is canceled.
Right.
So we'll be
Okay.
meeting in June, I think June 19th.
Very good.
Thank you,
Thank
Sophia.
you.
Thank you.
And the next commission meeting is Thursday, June 4th, 4 to 6. Is this right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And with nothing else, we are adjourned.
Thank
Sure.
you, everyone.
Thank
Thank you,
you. Bye,
everyone.
guys.
Thank
Thank you.
you.
Bye-bye.